You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. Yo, what's up? It's me. It's another Monday, another Mindset Monday. Hope everybody had a really good weekend. I have been off work since last Thursday. I've been off work since then, and I celebrated my four-year anniversary last Thursday, and it was awesome. Blessed to see 4 years, because, you know, when you're in marriage, sometimes it don't seem like you're going to make it the next day, at least, and that's just my testimony. But it was a great anniversary. I got so much love from people telling us happy anniversary. Like, it was beautiful. Like, we had a great time. We went out to dinner. Like, we had a good time. So, and for the ones who didn't know, we have a podcast together called Battle of the Barnes. You guys should definitely go check that out if you don't listen already. August 18th, we do have a live show that we're doing in Bowling Green, Kentucky. At the A-Frame, tickets are $10. Battleofthebarnslive.eventbrite.com. Definitely go get your tickets. It's definitely going to be like a really good event that you don't want to miss. We're going to have a live DJ. Drinks will be available. It's going to be a great time. Going to have music. Like, it's going to be all good vibes. So, this morning, this actually came to me last Tuesday when I was driving home. Last Wednesday, I went and stayed with my mom sometime last week, last Monday, and I was driving home, and I was just thinking about different types of things. I was reflecting, but I had gotten a message from someone last week and just giving me feedback on, last week's episode, just talking about how they enjoyed it, just talked about how good it was. And a statement that they made, they said that they wish they could be that bold. And they were telling me that, hey, you know, I let somebody listen to your podcast. They was listening to it in and out, and they couldn't believe some of the stuff that you were saying. Like, and then I told them, well, she was like referring to what she had, the conversation she had had. And she was like, I had told them that, you know, yeah, she keeps it real. Like, I hope that one day I can get that bold. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy because, like, the fact that I just love the way that people see me now in that aspect. And I love the fact that people are, you know, consider me as real and consider me as someone who just isn't afraid to just admit that I have flaws or admit that I go through struggles. And I think that's so important for us to do and to be relatable. And I think that I'm just blessed for me to be able to do that. But for me to do that, I had to go through a lot of things. I had to go through a lot of changes, had to make a lot of mistakes. I just had to go through a lot to get to that point to where I was bold enough. And think about this, though, don't get it twisted, because, you know, I know it does seem like I do put everything out there, which majority of the time that I do. But there's still a lot of things that I'm still dealing with within myself that I'm still working on to tell people, you know, to be more relatable to other people and reach out to others too as well. So that's something that I am working on. So I'm not all the way there. But, you know, I do want to take time to talk about, you know, just my boldness and kind of where it comes from. Just me growing up, like, you know, and I've talked about this plenty of times before. Me growing up, you know, you just have this certain image of, you know, what a Christian is, like we always say. Christians don't do certain things. I mean, I grew up Baptist, you know, in the Baptist church. And I mean, I'm old school Baptist, like red pews. We still read hymns, okay? Like, I mean, we still sing hymns. Like, do you hear me? Like, that old school Baptist, like, yeah, old school Baptist. And I can remember just thinking, so much stuff was wrong. Just me being a Christian, like, I mean, I'm sure we've all made this mistake. Just me being a Christian, me trying to be so perfect. Like, I would literally wake up every day. Like, I thought that being a Christian was you not sinning at all. Like, you can't sin at all. Like, that's the pressure that I put on myself as a Christian. And I think that's a pressure that we put on, a lot of us put on ourselves as a Christian, and trying to do the right things, especially, you know, if we're talking about God in front of people, we're talking about God on our social medias, you know, immediately when you talk about God to anyone, or you talk about God on social media, immediately people are watching you. People are, okay, well, you know, she serves God, you know, and immediately too, when you do that as well, unfortunately, people are judging, going to judge you as well for things that you've done before, or it could be your past life, or things they know that you do, because I see it all the time. There's people who could be like, you could post something on social media right now, God is so good, God continues to bless me, and people will be like, well, you know, they ain't never talked about God before. Well, how's she going to talk about God when she lives this type of life, or she does this type of life? Because that's happened to me plenty of times. And just as far as me being bold and just the place that I got to, I can remember. So me, like when I got baptized when I was 10 years old. I got baptized when I was 10. Like, I don't remember a lot really changing about my life from 10 until when I, you know, kind of came back to Christ when I was in college, my senior year in college. And I can just think about when I got back on fire for God. Like, you know how I was one of them fresh Christians, you know, like I call them, like, they're like vampires, you know, they want to suck the blood, the Christian blood out of everybody. They just want everybody to believe in God, and they're on fire. They want everybody on fire too, and they can't understand why other people aren't on fire. Yeah, I was one of those. And we all, you know, we all have those moments when we're walking through our faith where, you know, you really are on your ish. You really are reading your Bible every single day. Like, you have those moments. Like, you have those moments, and you feel like, you know, somebody told me when that was going on. Like, I swear, like, I would just message people. Like, I had certain people I would message to and just talk about God all day long. Like, I quit drinking. Like, I quit doing a lot of things. And I would just message people to want to talk about God. And I had one person tell me, and she was a preacher's daughter. And shout out to this person. Her name's Nola. Me and her got really tight when I was in school. And she was a regular student. If when you're an athlete, like when you have regular student friends, like it's a big deal. So I was so proud of that. But anywho, she had told me, she was like, hey, you know, you so on fire for God, but it's so hard to keep that fire burning. And me at the time, I was thinking like, no way. This is the best feeling ever. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to praise Jesus every single day. I'm not going to sin. I'm going to do this. Yeah. Okay. So, so back to just the boldness. During that time of my life, you know, I saw God, you know, when I was focused, when I was into my Bible every single morning, it was so evident for me to see God. Like, I was so in tune with him, and I was so in tune. And it's amazing how we just have major setbacks sometimes. We have setbacks where we fall off. I can't even really remember what my incident was of me falling off. Not specifically. I can't remember, like, my instance of me falling off. But I can remember it being a time where, you know, I think that it's amazing how, like, and I talked about this in Job. It's amazing how in Job, you know, we don't realize how much that the devil, and, you know, if you haven't read the book of Job, go ahead and read it. You know, chapter 1, Job and God, they meet up, and like I said before, and just God is allowing Job to test, you know, well, God is allowing the devil to test Job, and it's amazing how we don't realize how much that God, the devil, is on earth, and he's walking through people, things, situations, whatever. So in that time of my life, like, when I did fall off, like, I was so worried about being judged by people. Like, I was the person who was putting something about God on Facebook every single day for motivation. Like, I didn't talk about anything else but the Lord. Like, I was so in tune. And I started drinking again. I started doing all this, started going back out. And I would be so shamed. Like, I would be, like, trying to not want anybody to see me out places. Or I didn't want anybody to know anything that I was doing that made them might want to question my faith. And it's so crazy how we do that as Christians, especially young women. Oh, my goodness. Especially, like, you know, especially when we're younger. Now this don't pertain to everybody now. Now, I'm not going to say some people still just, you know, wild out, don't even care. But, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, for me, my walk, and I think that everybody's probably went through this, where I was just so worried about what people were going to think about me and to question my faith. Like, I wouldn't, if I could be out drinking, like a margarita at a restaurant, which I don't think anything is wrong with drinking. You, as long as you control yourself. And this is another big thing too. And I think this is so important to say. You are, it's hard for me. Okay. You are convicted by your own convictions. Okay. I feel like that what you might be convicted of, somebody else might not be convicted of, or vice versa. What somebody else is convicted of, you may not be convicted of. And I believe that. I feel like, you know, that's your convictions is between you and God. I feel like there's things that you, between you and God, that God knows that you shouldn't be doing, and that's between you guys. Now, so as far when we judge other people about what other people are doing, like, you don't know, what hurt with them and the Lord is, what they're going through. You don't know their conversation with God. You don't know if that's something, a battle that they're struggling with, that they're going back and forth with. You don't know that. So with me, with what I'm saying is, you know, I don't think anything was wrong with drinking, you know, but you've got some people who are going to look at you and be like, oh, well, me in this situation. Oh, Takara's out drinking, having a margarita at the Mexican restaurant, but she's supposed to be a Christian. You have those people who say that. And it's crazy, and it's hard too when you're Christian, because you do have to hold yourself to a certain standard. You do have to watch what you do and what you say around people, because it does confuse non-believers. I believe that. And I think that it's a conversation what you have to have. Because I can remember a time I had a conversation with somebody when it came to me drinking. And they were just like, well, how can you drink if you're a Christian? I said, that's the problem now. I think that when you're Christian, people automatically put perfect on you. And they expect you to live to these crazy high standards that they actually, matter of fact, people on earth put you to higher standards on earth than God does, it seems like sometimes. Because if we don't, I mean, keep in mind, we have a forgiving God. So look, if you repent and you have a sin, it's something, you know, if you fall off, that's between you and the Lord. You pray for it, he's going to forgive you. That's how it works. And humans don't even do that. You know, I still got people that I even struggle forgiving. And so I think that's something that we really get caught up in, and we just don't think logically. You know, we're on earth, we're supposed to be serving, we're on earth to serve one perfect person, but instead we're on here trying to serve everybody who's not perfect at all, who never will be. And it's so much easier to serve the one person who is perfect, the person who's going to forgive us, the person who always loves us, the person who's never forsaken us. So that's key. So me just being in that state where me just always just trying to hide things that I did 24/7, like, that's exhausting. Like, you always looking this way, looking that way. And it's crazy because, like, you know, I'm always something I'm blessed for. I'm blessed for, and I didn't think I was blessed. God has always put me on a bigger stage than people. I've always been noticed by everyone. Like, it's, and I'm not saying this to brag, or I'm just calling it what it is. Like, I've always stood out to people, and, you know, and it's something I didn't know why. For the longest time, I didn't want to stand out to people. I wanted to just, like, the same reason me, I wanted to be the person who was out drinking and nobody cared. Like, that's what I wanted to be on. Like, I still struggle with that. Like, I just want to, you know, when God has purpose of your life, I've learned that you try to fight purpose so much because you have to give up a whole lot. There's so many things that you got to give up to walk in purpose because with the Lord, because it's bigger than you. And it's saying you're convicted by certain things, and you go through a time where God starts convicting you. And my main conviction, I talk about this multiple times, my main conviction, something that I'm convicted of, and I don't think that is smoking weed. And I've always said that. So, like, I don't think that's wrong for other people. And I'm not saying that it's not wrong, whatever, because it's not up to me to say what's wrong, because I'm not really, that's not how I do things. I'm really big on, like I said, if God doesn't want you doing it, like, he don't want me doing it, that's why I don't do it. So I don't think, I'm not shunning it on anybody else on what they do. But I think that we have those certain things. We have that one thing that God has showed us that he doesn't want us doing. And let me tell you something, ain't no whoopings like the Lord. Like, let me tell you something. And it's crazy because it's so often, and I think that it only takes God one time to show you that you're convicted of something. One time to show you, and you know it. Like, I feel like he'll show you a few times at the beginning, and then after so long, and people forget about this too as well. For the people who's always calling out Christians, the people who don't really know that God gives you free will. So God allows you still to make your choices now. Like, you might detour your blessing. You might fall off after you make that choice, but God gives free will. So I think that's something that people don't pay attention to as well. So That's just something that I'm convicted of. And that's something that I would try to hide for so long. I would try to hide it for so long. I didn't want anybody to know that about myself. Like, I just didn't want anybody to know. So, I think eventually, probably like 2016 is when I really, God put me in an isolation period. And if you, in case you don't know what isolation is, there's actually books on this. You can read up on this. Isolation is not fun. when I was in isolation, when I got put in isolation period, I felt unappreciated, felt like nobody cared about me. I felt like I was in a black hole. Like, and I always say Jonah, like Jonah in a fish belly, like God is doing work with you. Like, can't nobody help you. You got to really pray your way out of it. Like, it ain't fun. Like, people be playing around about that. People play around about that stuff, and it's not nothing to play with. Me being in my isolation period, that's when God just really just showed me, you know, hey, like, and God has told me this before. God told me this in 2012, like, hey, you gonna have people follow me. Like, you're gonna listen to me. You're gonna talk about me. Now, you're gonna show people that you're not perfect and show people your flaws. You're gonna do it my way, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna use you. And I'm blessed that God has chose to use me because I am a fearless person. And I just remember me getting exhausted and me getting fed up on me trying to be this perfect Christian and me, you know, and people, and there's people still to this day, like, who may see me do certain things and may, and still to this day, like, and it's something I'm still working out, you know, well, she does this or she does that. And y'all got to get to a point where, like, you not pleasing no people. Like, Christianity is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I think that I came to my truths on who I was and understanding that I'm not perfect. And I've understand that I never will be. I'm understanding that Christianity is about forgiveness and about you being in prayer. It's an every single day battle. Like, every day is a new day. Like, you may get knocked down. The devil might have you today, but it's all about you just fighting your way, you know, fighting your way, and you're getting out of it and, you know, battling him against the next day, you know, just, it's literally a ring. Like, it's a boxing match every single day, and it's something that you have to be in prayer about. Now, it's key that, you know, that you have God with you while you're going through, you know, when you're going through your boldness and going through your truths, and because people are going to talk about you. People are going to still question every single thing that you did, but you have to understand that you don't answer to people. You only answer to one person. So it took me a while to get to that point, because I'm to the point now where I'm me. Like, you're going to get me. You're not going to get any other version of what I am. And there's things that about me still that I don't like, because sometimes I'm so open. And then I forget that not everybody else is as open as I am. Not everybody else is where I'm at with that. And that's key. And I think that sometimes that can be my downfall with other people. Like, just like my husband. Like, he's just not as open as me. I consider myself to be really raw. Like, yeah, that's just me. Like, just rawness. He's not like that. So it could be things that I might say, or I could tell, you know, that's between us, that he was like, "Foo, like, no, like that, like, no." But I forget that it's, you know, that's just me, and I'm forgetting that other people aren't where I'm at. And I'm not saying, not downplaying him, but I'm saying it's a downfall sometimes, that, you know, just understanding that balance and stuff like that, understanding, you know, to tell my life, not everybody else who's involved with me. So that's something that I'm still working on. Just focusing on your truths. That's exactly the reason why I did that, the episode last week, talking about flaws and, you know, just coming into your flaws and embracing your flaws and not being ashamed of them. And, like, cause ain't nobody has it together. I know you looking at Facebook right now, we're looking at the highlights, we're looking on Instagram, and it probably feels like everybody has their life together, and they don't. They don't at all. They dealing with battles, probably bigger or could be less than what you're dealing with. But just, you have to get to a point, especially in Christianity, where you're not pleasing other people, because that's a sin within itself. Like, you can't please two masters. You have one God to please, one person. And it's so much easier to please one person than to please millions of people, because people aren't always going to be happy. And you know, and it's crazy, I see that, and this is some messiness I'm going to say, but I see that a prime example of that on Shade Room. Shade Room, like, they always find something wrong with something. And it's crazy because I'm happy that I follow that sometimes, because I see that. I'm thinking, like, man, I don't want no parts of this world. I don't want no parts of this fame. I don't want parts of some of this stuff, these lives that people live, because I don't want that people. I don't want that around me. Like, I don't want that type of, you know, I don't want that type of a backlash that people get as a celebrity. Like, I don't want no parts of it. Like, I want Christian followers behind me, and that's the road that I want to take down. I just see that that's a prime example of telling people are never going to be happy with anything. You can donate money. It's like, you know, what's his name? Offset. Offset, one of the Migos, one of them bought a man a car. Bought a man a Nissan Altima. People were complaining because the type of car that he bought that man. The man didn't have no car at all. He bought him a Nissan, which is a really nice car, a nice dependable car that's going to last him for years. People were complaining, saying that he didn't spend enough money. Like, that's the world that we lived in. That's the world that we live in. So you have to be true to yourself. Like, be true to yourself first. Be true to yourself first and be true to God. I mean, be true to God and be true to yourself first. So that's why that's why I try so hard just to be relatable, to show people, hey, like, this is what I'm struggling with. Because we're, like I said, I say this every week. We're in a time where things are so fake around us and we get confused and we don't know what to believe. And, you know, and. But now, like, I will tell you this, the best thing about being so bold, and if you follow me, if you don't follow me on Snapchat, at TDHayes21, in case you don't follow me, but the best thing about being bold, and I had, like, a little spill on that the other day, and I was talking about, you know, me hiding so many things, and me worried about what people were saying, and just always just, you know, trying to please people. And the best thing about when you being bold, when you just put your own self out there, can't nobody else do that to you, because you've already disclaimed it. Like, you've already told people. That's why now, you know, there's not nothing really people can put on me, because I probably already said it on my podcast, probably already told you in my blog. So what's next? That's the best thing about it. Like, you just owning up to your stuff and not hiding nothing. Because when I started doing that, when I started just, you know, saying, hey, I struggle in these areas, hey, this is what I struggle with, when I start doing that, that's when people start putting real on my name. Like, everybody says they want to be real. Everybody wants to be this real person. You know, that's when I started getting that respect, when I started doing that and I just started admitting my struggles, like, just openly. That's when I started getting respect. That's when people started listening to me. That's when people started just hitting me up and telling me, hey, I appreciate you doing this. That's when I started getting appreciation. So it's so key to do that. And just understanding that you're not going to please everyone. And I know we all do it. We all do it. And I'll be the first person to be like, well, I don't care what people think, or I don't try to. Now I really don't. But before, yes, I went through that, and that's a very tough period. And the person that helped me the most, and shout out to her, because she's probably the person I look up to the most, Sarah Jakes Roberts. Like, the first time I ever watched a Sarah Jakes sermon, she talked about how she had a baby. She got pregnant at 13 and had a baby at 14. Like, that was just, woo, that was a lot for me to take in. Me hearing somebody say that on stage, like, and was saying what they went through with that. That's what, like, one thing Sarah Jakes has shown me, that you can just be yourself. Like, you can be yourself and be a Christian. And I feel like that is so key for us to know that. And that's where my boldness comes from, because I'm just myself. Like, I might say some stuff that people are like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. But it's me. Like, it's me. And it's like, and I did this the other day. I talked about this on Snap, and I was playing Future in the background. Rap music. Future in the background. Y'all know Future. I was playing him in the background. And, you know, I can think of a time where I would have turned that down to say what I had to say about God just so people wouldn't hear it. But what's the difference between me turning it down for y'all not to hear it and then me turning it up as soon as I get done making a video for the Lord to hear it? Like, it don't make any sense. So Sarah Jakes, like, she definitely just showed me that I could be myself and be a Christian. Like, show me that, you know, you're not going to please everybody, that you have one maker that you have to please. And I think that's something that we forget so many times as Christians. And just understand, just be true to the Lord, be true to yourself, and understand being bold is huge. just be bold. Like, I'm not, now you don't have to say everything and you don't have to put everything out there about yourself, but it's okay to just admit that you ain't got it together. Like, we live in a time where people ain't admitting that they don't have it together. People want to act so perfect, like everything, like, I don't struggle anywhere. Like, I don't struggle with this, I don't struggle with that. Like, admit, like, be bold. Like, you can bless somebody else in your circle, you know, just admitting, you know, everybody wants to be relatable, I think. We're in a time, and this is the Lord telling me this, we're in a time where everybody wants somebody to relate to. Everybody just wants, everybody wants some type of guidance in that area. We're at that time, and let it be yourself. Be bold. Something that I'm starting tomorrow, a little challenge that I came up with. It's going to be a 30-day challenge. It's called the Speak On Challenge. So starting tomorrow for the next 30 days, and today I want you to write down every single thing that you want to happen in your life, what you're praying on, whether it's some change that you want to make within yourself, whether it's a goal that you have, whether it's, you know, something financially, something spiritually, whatever. You have 30 days to pray on those things. So how I'm going to do it is I'm going to make a list today of each thing that I have, and I'm probably going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray on each thing on my list and just speak it into existence. So it's called Speak On. So speak on everything that you want and to speak it into existence, just being prayer on those things for 30 days. And just, I want to see what God's going to do. There's so much power in prayer, and I'm ready for the Lord to see what he's going to do with this. And I just be challenged with each other. Like, is it have, and if you want to, you know, if you want to do it with other people, do it with somebody else. Like, if you feel like you need an accountability partner, like I said last week, get you one. Get you somebody who's going to be in this with you. Get you somebody who's going to hold you accountable. Get you somebody who's going to be consistent with this, because there's going to be times where you might forget to do it. But that's fine. But you just got to bounce back and just pray harder. So let's just focus on the power of prayer just for the next 30 days. And I'll keep checking in on people. And I'll also, next week, I'll also share a few things that I'm praying on, you know, just to be bold and just to be vulnerable about things too as well. But thank you guys for tuning in today. It's a mindset.